on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What a great 2 hours. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you all next week.
That's easy. Easy money.
Does that work?
You know it's easier money than that?
No telling with
collecting
you.
That $10,000 penalty for Caleb being late again.
Yeah, doctor's appointment. A doctor's appointment is legit.
When was it scheduled? Within 24 hours? Is there a time period that could get scheduled 2 hours in advance?
First of all, you don't have a say in it.
That's not true.
It is true. I've been notified that he had, just slap him upside the head.
There he is.
Just punch him upside the head.
I was already spending your $10,000 bonus there, penalty check. I thought I was ready.
I told you it was excused.
I was going straight to the mall. I was going to wild out. I was going to go on one of those shopping sprees.
You got to say?
On MTV Cribs, I was going to, all right, I had it spent. I'm going to buy watches and bust downs and all that stuff.
You know, the one thing that I will say about you, I'm going to wait till Caleb puts the headset on for me to say this.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
All right. So the one thing that I will say about Toolbag over here is he says crap behind your back, but then he says it to you, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I do respect
I'm
that.
Does he?
I'm real.
Everything?
I still want you to punch him upside the head.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to settle it later.
Yeah, we can. We'll sign a doctor's note.
You got a ball counter up here? What is this?
It's bingo.
Oh.
It's bingo.
I'm sure.
No, it is. It's a bingo hall here now.
Well, what else would you do in this place?
I don't know.
That was a waiting room.
Unbelievable. Well, a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah.
One of arguably the greatest fights I've seen. Let me rephrase it. One of the greatest fights I remember that I saw last week in Matt Schnell. Did you see that fight?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
He was literally knocked out 412 times and then came back and submitted the guy.
Wow.
It wasn't. Did you see it?
I saw highlights of it.
It was crazy. They should have maybe even have stopped the fight. You know, that's how bad he was out.
Wow.
It's definitely worth going back and watching.
This was like my first weekend I've missed of UFC, and I don't know how long, like that I didn't get to watch. As you know, I've told you, there's been a lot of, you know, doing a lot of stuff. So, yeah, no, it was crazy.
You still have a lot of non-watched weekends to catch up to Toolbag.
Yeah, for sure.
He doesn't watch anything. Oh, no, yeah, I doesn't. Saw a clip.
I mean, I don't really watch TV unless I'm on it.
So never.
No, I'll be on it on Saturday at the BKFC.
Okay, there you go.
Let me ask both of you. You got the preview on Monday. Did either one of you watch this week's episode?
Wasn't able to.
No.
You didn't watch either?
Not yet.
I wasn't able
to. We've got the interview in 45 minutes. What do you mean not yet?
So I need a what you call it? Spark notes?
Extended commercial break.
I'll give you the cliff notes.
There you go.
Cliff notes. There you go.
Juliana Miller, Killa Miller, if you remember, she put on a clinic. I was so happy for her. And I was happy for her as I watched it. And again, I'm going to address this with her as well. So her opponent, and I didn't write down any stuff on the other side. Her opponent says, and I'm going to mention this to Juliana when she's on, that she is an experienced martial artist fighting a jiu-jitsu player.
Mm.
That's what she called Miller.
Wow. And lost.
And lost.
She also said it was embarrassing to lose to her.
She did say that.
So I mean, do you buy into any of that? Is that just an excuse?
And Miller fought. I can't her last. I always mess up her name. Okay, fair enough.
You know, next season, I promise I'm going to keep notes.
Yeah.
You know, because once we talk about it, you know, I move on to the next thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I don't jot down anything. But if I remember, it was a great fight then. And Dana even said that on the episode. And then this one was just a clinic.
Yeah.
An absolute clinic. And yes, I just think it's sour grapes. You know, I would imagine you're the athlete. You tell me.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're not.
We are
no,
athletes.
You're far from an athlete. So if you lose to a good fighter,
mm-hmm.
right? It's okay, I lost. But if you lose to somebody that you should definitely mop up with, I get that. Sour grapes when you get dominated, right? I mean, if you know the team you're playing on Sunday is just as good as you, deep down in your heart, you're not going to say out loud, I get. But, you know, if it's a close thing, but if you get dominated by somebody you don't think is any good.
Like the Jacksonville Jaguars beating the Colts when they had the chance to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they're all whooping pro up players. On them. Can't any given Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's for sure. But there's levels.
Yahtzee.
No.
There are pro players, yes, but there's levels. And you understand, like, what you have as a team and, you know, like, the talent level. Like, I've been on teams where coaches tell you the week of, like, hey, these guys have better players than us everywhere. If you want to win this game, you got to make it close, run the ball, be good on third downs. And so, like, people are very realistic, at least in the NFL. There's no sugarcoating things. Like,
so then, really, on any given Sunday, that's not true. Because if you take the Miami Dolphins of 4 years ago and put them up against, I don't know, who was the Super Bowl champ 4 years ago, whoever, they're not going to win.
Patriots.
Okay, probably. It's a good call. Yeah. Even if you're wrong, it's a good guess. You know, or one of the bottom teams right now against Kansas City 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, before they figured out Mahomes. So, no, I've always said on any given Sunday, that's not always true.
No.
And then you're right. Then Jacksonville shocks the world.
Yeah. So anything can happen, but definitely – there is a belief that, like, hey, there's enough tape on most people that you know what you're getting. Like, there'll be guys that I'll take it to O-line. There'll be a D lineman we'll see, and coach would be like, oh, you know, like, hey, like, this guy's really good. He does these things well. You're going to have to come to work every play. It's going to be a long day, right? To have a good game, you're going to have to be precise every play. And there's other guys that they'll be like, if you do what you're supposed to do, you should handle this guy without any problems. And if there is a problem, they'd be like, what are you doing? Like, like, how did you let this happen?
How did that happen?
You know what I mean? And right. So, like, there's brutally honest. And so, you know. And so, like, how she feels is common because I've had games in college where I was on cloud nine playing great. And then I go play this dude. I think I've told y'all before. Played Utah. And this dude just starts whipping my butt. And I was just like, what is going on? Like, didn't get drafted, not super. I played better against the guy that they had the year before that led the college football in sacks. And then the guy who went undrafted, had a cup of tea in the NFL, you know, went out there and got two sacks on me. And so it was just one of those things where you're just like, I don't. And coach is like, are you okay? Are you injured? Like, are you hurt?
Hey, rookie.
Oh, that's my. That's a big fine.
Oh, my. Yeah, now
that's a big fine.
But it's from New York, so that's it's got to be a big
fine. It doesn't matter. No, so what's
pizza guy?
We need to, like, usually issue fines.
That's a big fine.
Usually people call the pizza guy, but, you know.
Yeah, no. If we're talking fine, that's big
right
there.
But going
I think the word idiot right now is warranted.
Don't call him that. He's a nice guy. Like, so, kill him. But what do you
think? Hold on, I got to interrupt. I'd like to look. I don't know if it's the glasses.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's the glasses.
I'll tell you what, it's slick.
Yeah, you know, the eyes are starting to go.
So do you think that a top college program could beat the bottom NFL team on any given Sunday?
No, that's ridiculous.
No.
That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
No.
What?
That's crazy talk.
So
no.
Alabama
no.
couldn't beat
no.
like
you got to understand
Dolphins.
Jacksonville drafted Alabama's best player last year. The best player, or Georgia, sorry, Georgia's best player. But, like, it's the...
And Clemson, was it Clemson
the
year
before? Yeah, Clemson the year before. Like, it's like all those guys, they have Alabama's left tackle from a few years ago. All those guys are the best players from where they came from in college, right? Like, you just can't compare the two. It's, and you're playing against
like
kids.
Men. You're playing against men.
Yeah, like, you probably have some freshmen starting at quarterback, and then you have, he's playing against Luke Kuechly or something. It's like, it doesn't, like, no, we're not doing that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm shutting it down, too.
It's not happening.
Let's address real quick. I have a lot of things to vent about.
Same.
So I want to vent about the main event last week.
Okay.
And the lack of knowledge by fans.
Yeah.
Saying that T-City lost due to an injury and Rodriguez didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give credit to the other fighter.
Yeah.
By putting him in a situation to flip over or to land on or whatever. Oh, you're smirking.
I have an interesting take on this.
Okay.
Okay. So when you do a submission, the goal is to inflict damage, right?
Well, that's the object of a fight, sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I put you in an arm bar. If you don't tap, I'll break your arm.
Right.
So if I'm in the process of putting you in an arm bar and you just look at your shoulder, did I still not accomplish the same thing that I was going to accomplish?
Absolutely.
So why is it a disqualification or no contest or whatever it
is?
Well,
no, it was a TKO.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's what it should be.
Yeah. No, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fans are saying, well, he got injured. It shouldn't be a TKO. Mm. It should be a no contest. What?
No.
Whether he did or didn't cause it, he caused it.
Yeah.
You know, same when, you know, on your leg checks. Yeah. You
McGregor,
know, when you break a leg, that's
TKO. Your body couldn't withstand. Like,
the other fighter had something to do with that.
Yep. You checked your leg kick and your leg broke. Yeah.
Well, you look like you got something to say.
I agree.
I don't agree. I disagree.
Why?
Well, the fight was stopped because of injury, not because of.
But the injury was caused. Will. The injury was caused
in the act of
a submission.
Yeah.
Right.
But it wasn't the skill of the other fighter.
Absolutely,
that
it was.
That
yes, it was. Because if you never put him in that arm.
How many times have guys stepped back and put all their weight on a knee and it blows a knee out? There was no contact. There was nothing
at
all.
And that's different.
They were just trying to get away from it.
That's not what happened Saturday.
Yeah, he was trying to put him in an armbar and he dislocated his shoulder.
Right. Now, somebody I saw on social media kind of called out T-City and said somebody else blew his shoulder out and continued to fight.
Yeah.
And Brian Ortega didn't have – what?
Yeah, come on.
You know, I'm always – you know, and if you remember, go back to boxing and Roberto Duran with the Nomas and everybody was like, oh, he wimped out. Or it's okay to tap out.
Yeah.
That's the whole object of it.
Yeah.
Learn to fight another day. The guy's shoulder was out.
Like, whoa. All that's going to happen is I'm going to keep getting hit in my face now.
Yeah,
I can't put my hands up anymore. I can't defend myself. So, no, that's ridiculous to say.
All right. A lot of stuff to get to. Caleb has some stuff. I'm sure Matt has absolutely nothing to bring to the table. Nothing surprises
us
there.
I brought the table.
That's true. He did. All right. Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Voss, New York Giants tight end, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Buckle up!
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship returns to Tampa, live from the Florida State Fairgrounds on Saturday, July 23rd. In the main event, interim bantamweight gold is up for grabs as undefeated champ Jared Kid Gotti Grant puts the gold up against the educated hands of Reggie Barnett Jr. Plus, the unbeaten bare-knuckle sensation, Jomie Escoboza, knuckles up with the always dangerous Jared Warren. Get your tickets at BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Michael Strahan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
What a sweet gig Strahan has. You know, doing the $100,000 pyramid now.
Oh, really?
You know, he's on the Good Morning America or one of the morning shows, whatever it is. Well,
with inflation, shouldn't they change it to like $150,000 pyramid? Like, is $100,000 enough anymore to get you excited about a grand prize?
You are an idiot.
Oh. I agree with you though on this one.
You agree with him that $100,000 isn't enough to get excited?
Like 1970s, no. Like grand prize.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so. Yeah.
And technically, you can win $150,000.
Yeah, that's a little more exciting.
You know, if you go to the winner's circle both times.
Because if you win $100,000 in a game show, I assume they tax you the way they do entertainers, because that's like an entertainment.
Yeah, luxury. Well, no. Sure. They tax you like they would tax anybody else. It has nothing to do with being an entertainer.
But the way, doesn't how you win the money count?
Yeah, the luxury tax.
No, but I'm saying you're taxed whether you work here at Tournament to Pizza, you're going to pay the same tax.
I don't pay the same taxes that
I pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you make more money than me. That's what it comes down to.
No, it's the entertainers. Quote unquote.
Oh, so I got to pay more taxes then.
Yeah, because the way you make your money, like that's how it's presented to us.
Oh, I didn't think that.
It's not the number; it's the fact that you're considered an entertainer.
So I'm going to say no.
That's because the guys who play on practice squad, they don't make $400,000 a year,
right?
They still pay 50% of their check.
All right. Okay. All right.
Well, then 46%. Whatever you want to say.
No. Okay, but I didn't think that was. I thought it was by the number that.
No. You're an entertainer. Okay.
But what I thought...
You want half.
What I thought about those game shows was that usually the taxes are so high, they don't actually take the car or the grand prize that they won. They just take the cash because it's a less amount.
They're like, I can't pay the tax on this car.
Right, the car, to get the Mercedes that they just won or the Volvo.
Yeah, I got to pay $20,000 or something like that. So I don't have that. Yeah, understood.
So they end up like, I'll keep the car. I'll just take whatever's left over.
Yeah, so that $100,000 is $52,000.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
For a 30-minute TV show?
Yeah, but again, I'm not excited about that.
That's only like 5 weeks of being late to the show.
It's a fun weekend in Miami. A rookie dinner.
Yeah, it's a rookie dinner, you know, that's for sure. But no, I would be excited for $50,000.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Have you ever done one of those shows? I mean, I know you're connected to all the industry people.
Yeah, sure.
Kelly, but have you ever done like Wheel of Fortune or like Price is Right? Or
no, anything? No. Never
had Bonanza. What shows were
Bonanza's not.
I wasn't born in that.
Wild Wild West. You know, one of those. So All-Star Game was last night.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a particular baseball player that's being ripped.
Okay.
And he's falling under the Warren Sapp category.
Okay.
In that people are saying he's a jerk. Okay. He's a donkey. He's this. He's that. Because he won't sign autographs.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, I spoke to 99 yesterday, and this started to come up.
Yeah,
it's Albert Pujols,
mm-hmm.
who has done more in the community,
mm-hmm.
more good stuff. He's known as a good guy, And now he's an ass because he won't sign autographs at the All-Star game. I hate that.
How long has he been playing in baseball? 15 years?
Oh, at least.
How many autographs have you signed for people? Hundreds of thousands?
Easily.
Tens of thousands?
Easily.
Hundreds of thousands?
Too many.
This notion that because you're a public figure or because you're an athlete or entertainer or whatever it is, that I have to be your version of nice or I have to cater to you is so crazy to me.
You not signing an autograph, does it make you not nice?
It doesn't. But even if, let's say you're not nice. Let's say you're a jerk. Let's say
I can relate to that.
Let's say like you're a jerk, right? And you're just like a mean guy. Who cares? Your job is to go out there and play great. If I go out there and I do my job well and I do it excellently and I provide you, you come pay $50 to come watch. I hit 2 home runs. We win the game. Whatever, whatever. I held my end of the bargain. I am not now required to come give you a hug and take a picture. If I do that, that's extra. But I handled my part.
I agree with you. I'm going to take it one step further. You don't have to do your part.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you don't owe, an athlete doesn't owe, you know, the greatest game of all time.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. I'm just saying.
They don't even have to go out. It could be Russell or what do they call him? Westbrook.
Yeah, I've got to call him Westbrook, but yeah, Russell Westbrook.
I'm just saying they call him.
Yeah, they do.
You know, you're paying to go to a game. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You know, it just bothers me. And so Albert's being ripped, you know, for not doing it. Now, have you seen the video of the adult pushing the kid out of the way?
No.
This is unbelievable. So there's a whole bunch of fans, and they're all leaning over a fence.
Okay.
And, you know, they all have a baseball. And now this putz has a baseball and a Sharpie. So that right there proves enough.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who uses a Sharpie on a baseball, you already know you're not dealing with the right person. So he has a Sharpie and a baseball
what
in his right hand.
What are you supposed to use on a
baseball?
Yeah, a black ballpoint pen.
Huh.
Well, the Sharpie is going to bleed into the baseball.
It's leather.
You know, and again, in time, the ballpoint disappears too.
Yeah.
But the Sharpie spreads and smears and it's a waste. It's
so
a total waste.
So we got to invent a pen for Shark Tank that doesn't smear on balls.
They have the Sharpie pens now.
Yeah.
Tiny ones.
Right. But it's still a Sharpie.
Pens. Yeah, so it's still going to bleed.
Right. It's still going to bleed. You still want to use the ballpoint. So he has a Sharpie and a baseball in his right hand, and he has another baseball in his left hand.
Yeah.
So he's in like the second row, let's say. Mm-hmm. So the first row is a bunch of little kids.
Okay.
And this little kid is I'm going to say he's 12.
Yeah.
All right. So he's not a baby.
He's
but
a little kid.
A young kid. Yeah. So he's got a ball reached out. Got and it. Adult has a ball reached out. Now, the little kid does do it first. He kind of sticks his left elbow out a little. And the adult, like, slams his elbow to push him out of the way so that he can get his baseball further out there.
If that was me, I'll go out of my way to not sign with
right.
that.
And it appeared
and
that
I've
way.
I've done that.
Right.
I've had, like,
I was going to say that I know athletes see that.
After games, I'm going up there to have, like, kids want my gloves and stuff like that. Like, I'll go up there and I'll literally, everything that I can take off and give, I'll give out. And I'll see adults, like, trying to shimmy their way through. I'm like, no, there's a 5-year-old right here. He's going to appreciate that way more. You know what I mean? And if I end up giving you something, that's cool. But if you're pushing the kid out the way, get out of here.
Let me ask you a question. And we won't say names.
Yeah.
I know names. I'm sure you know names too, but we won't mention them. You give those items. You know, these NFL guys, and we'll stick with NFL for right now,
yeah,
flip their gloves up into the stands as they're coming in.
Yeah.
Typically, when they flip them up, it's in the same general area of the stadium every game, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, as you're running into the tunnel.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with when you see your gloves now being sold?
No, because now it's your property. You do with it what you want. You know, so it's not my place. I can't tell you, like, oh, you didn't respect it or whatever. But, like, if I know going into it, like, that's your – let's say you have, like, 4 gloves already and you're trying to get 2 more. I'm like, no, I know what your game is.
Though. Right.
But, like, no, I don't – it doesn't bother me too much.
What if your hands are cold? What if you're playing in Green Bay, the frozen tundra?
You have 4 football gloves. No.
Yeah, you're, like, double layered. Like, no. Dumb and Dumber. We don't
I had a guy
extra gloves, Caleb?
In New York yelling at me on the sideline saying, Caleb, will you give me that game ball right there? Like, I'm like, bro, I can't give you our game ball. What are you talking about? Then he DMs me later, and I see it, and he goes, man, like, I really want you to give me that game ball. Since you didn't get it for me, can you send me something in the mail? I'm just like, dude, no. Like, it's not how this works.
Michael Pittman told me, you know, I used to host this radio show back in the day, that, and I'm sure you get these letters too.
Mm-hmm.
He got a letter once from a lady asking him to pay off her house.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how big is the house?
You're an idiot.
It doesn't work done, a builder one. He'll give her one. Work done gives out houses like it's like yesterday.
Those things to me.
He really doesn't.
Those things to me are wild, but it happens all the time.
Yeah.
So, get those things that they ask you to pay off stuff and, oh, you know, I just need a small $5,000 donation and whatever it is. I'm just like, do y'all not understand that we all have families?
You're working.
And like, it's just like, we all have families that we take care of. You know, like if something comes to us, and we do charitable stuff in the community all the time. And so when things come to us, we'll go do it. But like, how do you feel comfortable asking a stranger?
Exactly.
For 10 grand or 20 grand. Like that,
or $10.
Crazy. Yeah.
I don't even think it's the number. For anybody who doesn't know you, you know, it's bad enough if somebody knows you and asks for a handout.
Yeah.
But for somebody who doesn't, you know, to via a letter, hey, can you hook me up with?
Yeah.
To me, it's just.
And then now you're a dickhead because you didn't do that thing. It's crazy.
So here comes something stupid. I can tell.
So my question is, like, so if you know it's a autograph hunter collector instead of like a real fan,
yeah,
like how far out of the way do you go to ignore them on a scale 1 to 10 compared to what Sesame Street did to the 2 6-year-old black girls that they ignored at the parade?
Okay, if it's an autograph hunter and I know that's what you're doing and you're gonna sell it, well then pay me for my autograph
at the end.
No problem. Yeah. Well, whatever transaction you want to do. Like, if you're an autograph hunter, fine.
What if you put a cash app on the side of your helmet? People would just send tips.
That's illegal. I'll get a way bigger fine.
Write it in a Sharpie that won't bleed through.
Oh, no. My God.
But, okay, but, like, those girls, is it when, so he ignored them walking by?
So, yeah, so it was a parade, and these two young 6-year-old black girls.
Yeah.
They went up to get some love from the character, and apparently the character ignored them, and now they're calling it racism.
What if he didn't see?
I was going to say that.
What if you didn't see him? Like, there's so many. Again, I'm going to get heated about stuff like
me
this.
Me too. Well, you know where I am on all this.
How do you call? Everything isn't racism. Like, do y'all know what racism is? And you water it down when you say things like that are racism. That upsets me. Because there are people who really deal with those issues.
Right.
Okay, the character missed your daughters. That's sad. Oh, my baby, it's okay. He missed you. We'll try him on the other end. Why are you going to call him racist?
Has anybody listening to this show ever worn one of those outfits? Oh, I mean, I know you're a clown, but have you ever worn?
Yeah, I don't can't usually see. Wear a mask. You can't. Yeah.
I've worn one. I've been a mascot. You can't see, and there's somebody normally behind you, kind of like directing
like
you
spotter.
And stuff. Yeah, you know, just because you know when kids come up and punch you between the legs and stuff like
How
that.
About this? Has anyone ever gone to go shake someone's hand and they're looking straight ahead and miss you and just walk by you and you're like, oh wow. Happens all the time. Yeah. So how are you going to be like, oh, no, he has a whole helmet on eye slits.
So which is harder to see out of, like a costume helmet, like mascot?
That's impossible to see
out of. Or like LaDainian Tomlinson's like tinted windshield.
That is way harder.
That costume, the mascot.
Way harder.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you can go look it up on YouTube. There's videos all the time. People are on the sideline like trying to high-five their teammates. And the guy's almost looking right at you but doesn't see what you're doing
because
he's focused on something else and misses it. Is he racist now? Like, come on.
I've told this story numerous times, so and you can relate to this. So when a player comes through Tampa and we end up doing the radio show and, you know, we become much more than, you know, media and player. You know, sometimes we become pretty good friends.
Yeah.
And it's important to me to reach out numerous times when a player leaves. You know, just because I want that connection to stay, even though players a lot of times when they leave, they want to sever and, you know, they're moving on to their next. So Jorge Diaz, one of my closest friends of all time that played for the Bucks, goes to the Cowboys. And I reach out and I'm always touching base. And so he comes running out of the tunnel, right, to go warm up. Mm-hmm. And I go to stand in front of him to talk to him. And he literally almost ran me over. He was the only player coming and he didn't see me.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you're blinded.
You're so locked in.
Right.
It's like tunnel vision.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Like I'm at work. I have to be laser focused. And then, like, also, you have to understand, like, when you go see a professional athlete, those situations are so dire and you have to be so focused. Like, I'm not thinking about.
Right.
This person over here. I'm not thinking about this. I'm like, I have a focus. I have a goal that I want to go achieve. And everything else is like white noise. So it's like, you can't get mad at guys for doing stuff like that. I don't like it.
Bottom of the hour. Let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banas.
Bozak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Buckle up!
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship returns to Tampa, live from the Florida State Fairgrounds on Saturday, July 23rd. In the main event, interim bantamweight gold is up for grabs as undefeated champ Jared Kid Gotti Grant puts the gold up against the educated hands of Reggie Barnett Jr. Plus, the unbeaten bare-knuckle sensation, Jomie Escoboza, knuckles up with the always dangerous Jared Warren. Get your tickets at BKFC.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Speaking of Kurt Gowdy, did you see the All-Star game and when Kershaw went to meet the media? Did you see that whole spiel with the little boy?
I'll be honest with you, the only part of the baseball All-Star game that I saw was
that's all I saw is the Kershaw thing.
Denzel's tribute to Jackie Robinson. Oh,
I didn't even see that. I didn't watch any of it, and I didn't even see this live.
Fact.
And this was, you know, after Kershaw pitched. Mm-hmm. So he's talking to the media, and then this little kid comes up. A, I want to know how the little kid got credentialed, but that's another story. So he went up and he was telling Kershaw that his grandfather's dream was to meet Kurt Gowdy and Kershaw. And then he starts talking, and then the kid breaks down a little bit because the grandfather died from brain cancer.
Yeah.
And that he's living his grandfather's dream. And it was just cool. You know, it was just a cool moment. Kershaw went up and hugged him and talked to him. And then, you know, kind of to break the, you know, the atmosphere, he's like, do you have a parent here? Like, yeah. you know, just trying to get some pictures and stuff. But it was really a cool, cool minute. Did you watch on the Four Letter Network all week was the Make-A-Wish events? You know, where they film five events. One was with Clay Thomas, Thompson, which was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and granted, I know there's cameras and it's filmed, so you know it's a little bit, you know, showy. But it's really cool of all of you athletes and non-athletes that do those Make-A-Wish.
I think it's awesome. And the Make-A-Wish, because it's like a big organization, I understand like the filming of it and they want to get sponsored donations and stuff like that. So I get that.
I have a problem with it.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
What I have a problem with is people, let's say you go and you go get somebody $200, you go feed the homeless, right? You film that, I'm like, eh, that's touchy, right? The Make-A-Wish thing for me, why I don't mind the cameras is because it's a kid that they go, you have terminal, whatever, you're dealing with this kind of trauma, and you're like, hey, my dying wish is to see John Cena. And you might have never got his attention without right. Make-A-Wish going to him. So I still understand that somebody like John Cena, Beyonce, people who have those full days to take that time out and go spend an hour or two with the kid. I respect that a lot.
Did you see Cena just flew somewhere in Europe? He happened to be in Europe, and he flew to another country to go meet this little boy. I was on the board of the Marty Lyons Foundation. Marty's from Pinellas Park, played for the Jets, played Alabama, All-American, blah, 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 blah. I talked to Ron yesterday, blah, 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 blah. And part of the Marty Lyons was that they didn't film, they didn't promote, they didn't. Mm-hmm. The flip side is you don't get those kind of donations by not getting out there. So it is a you know, kind of a flip on which way it was. But it definitely, you know, was cool. You know, the entire week, and I don't remember who the other four were, but you know, there's so many athletes that do that. And John Cena, I'm sure you know this, is the number one wish of in the world.
And he's done so many. He's something crazy, like 400 and something make a wishes, which is ridiculous.
What does
awesome by him?
What does and a lot of athletes have told me this, that it's mind blowing to them that your dying wish is to meet, like Forrest Griffin met a youngster that I helped set up at UFC 100. And he literally broke down.
Yeah.
He's like, his dying wish was to meet me.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's nuts. It's nuts. And I've done stuff like that with, like, teams. And, like, where the team would go to, like, a cancer hospital. And you go to see, like, terminal cancer patients. And, like, they see you. And they light up. Like, oh, my God, you play for my favorite team. And, like, they want to talk to you and get to know you. And I'm like, dude, like, what you're dealing with? I don't know that I want to see anybody. I'm just like, yo, like my, and then they get so happy and like, it's humbling. Honestly, it really is.
The Forrest Griffin one. And I know I've told the story numerous times. So Forrest is supposed to fight at UFC 100 and there was a local wish and, you know, people knew that my connection with the UFC and they're like, hey, can you set it up? And ironically, I talked to Forrest's buddy the other day, Frank, up in Athens, and we set it up. Forrest was now off the card. Mm-hmm. You know, there was an injury or whatever. Forrest goes, yeah, more than happy to do it. Let me know when they get here. I'm like, what do you mean, let you know? He goes, let me know. I said, all right. So the plane lands in Vegas. I remember it vividly. And I call Forrest. I go, all right, Forrest, their plane just landed. He goes, all right, let me know when they get to the hotel. I'm like, why? You know, this is all set up for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just let me know. All right, Forrest. So they then get to the hotel, and I call, all right, Forrest, they're at the hotel. What hotel and what room? They're going to meet you tomorrow at noon. He goes, well, tell me what hotel. He got in the car and drove to the hotel.
Awesome.
Knocked on the door, and it was just crazy. And then they sat next to Dana for the fight. And I remember I was in the first row of the 100 level, and Forrest is on the phone. And all these fans are coming up and putting their arms around him, trying to get pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And Forrest is on the phone, and then he turns to me. He sees me. He's like, I'm trying to get a hold of, I forget the boy's name.
Yeah.
And because he was trying to get him down on the floor and over there with Dana. And it was just so cool. It was, and so when people didn't like Forrest, I bring up that story.
Yeah.
You know, what you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these guys that have the persona, you know, Chael Sonnen has this persona of being a jerk.
Yeah.
One of the nicest guys in mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't know that. And so, yeah, big ups to Forrest.
And it's like you, because you feel like you know someone because you see him on TV all the time.
You don't know.
You go and judge somebody off one mistake, or you judge somebody off of one bad encounter you have with them. Everyone has bad days. Maybe you caught him on a bad day. Maybe something happened at home with his wife. Maybe whatever the case may be. And to go there and be like, oh, man, I hate this guy because I asked him for an autograph a year ago and he didn't.
I was going to say, I'm going back full circle.
Yeah,
and how many people hate Warren Sapp because he won't sign an autograph?
It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me.
And another
thing that gets me upset also is when you have these situations where lost my train of thought for a second. But
talking about the autographs and Sapp.
Yeah, yeah. When you have these situations where, oh, man. I'm blanking.
Now, if you feel like me.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, the Warren, there was a one with Warren a year or two ago, and it was all on Twitter, and a guy tweets Warren, and the tweet was, and I'm going to paraphrase, hey, bro, buddy of mine's house burned down. You're his favorite player. How about sending him a jersey? I instantly went berserk.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's a nice
touch. No, come on.
What?
Oh, you lose your house, you get a
you're
nice
an idiot.
Jersey.
You are an
keeps
idiot.
You warm
seriously.
Night.
So he's supposed to send a jersey to everybody who has a trauma?
So
every house fires, you get a free jersey.
So I made a comment. You know, he's an idiot. He's always doing that just to piss me off. So I instantly go on Twitter to defend Warren, which I'm going to defend Warren 9 out of 10 times anyway.
Yeah.
Warren texts me and says, let it go. It doesn't matter. And then we talk. And Warren's like, all the guy had to do is say, hey, Mr. Sapp, buddy's house burned down, blah, blah, blah. You're my favorite player. If I send you a jersey, would you mind signing it and sending it back?
Yeah.
And Warren said he would have done that.
He couldn't have done that. The house burned down. There's no address to return it to.
But if he probably says, if I send, listen, though, if he says, if I send you a jersey, do you mind signing it? He might have been like, I'll do you one better. I have a jersey. I'll sign it and send it to you. It's all about the approach. He approached him entitled, like, hey, hey this happened. First of all, calling somebody bro, you don't know. It's real condescending, right? So you do that, and now I've put a wall up. And I'm just like, you're being disrespectful, and you're being entitled. You're not getting anything.
And using Warren just as the reference for a second. And anybody who's listened to this show, they know my relationship with Warren.
Yeah.
I consider us really good friends. I don't know what Warren considers. Yeah. But, you know, we're friends. And I would never call Warren bro.
Yeah.
I know Warren well enough that I would never walk up and put my arm around him.
Yeah.
You know, where people do when they try to take pictures.
What does Chidi Anatu call him?
You know, it's funny because Warren and I talked about it yesterday. You know, Chidi came, I want to be careful how I word things. I wanted to say it a certain way. So, you know about they were going to fight a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know about that? So, Warren went on Kalta's show and they talked about it. It's been a dead issue for a long time because Chidi wouldn't agree to terms. And I consider Chidi a friend. And I told Chidi, you need Warren. Warren doesn't need you.
Yeah.
You need this to make the money. You need this for the fight. Mm-hmm. Warren can fight anybody because it's Warren.
Yeah.
You need Warren. So now he's come out of wherever, and now he's going to sue, allegedly. He's going to allegedly sue Kalta. For a comment that he made in this interview like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's the entitlement and the people feel to people that you don't know or have a relationship with is mind-blowing. I want to get your take on something.
All right, let's hit this break, and then we'll come back and close out the hour. Jot it down.
Yeah.
Because if it's me, I'm going to forget. That's why I have paper here all the time. All right, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Leroy Glover from the Dallas Cowboys, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dave Parker from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's back when I used to watch baseball.
You can tell by the voice that that's an old school guy, old school cat. Probably had chewing tobacco in when he played baseball professionally.
Dave Parker?
Isn't that what a baseball player did?
Well, back in the day.
And they switched to sunflower seeds.
Or the big league chew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bubble gum.
The bubble gum.
The bubble gum that's big league chew. Yeah. All right, before you forget, do you remember what you're
talking about? So there's this whole thing in baseball now because of the All-Star game. Not a lot of people watched it. A lot of people don't go to games anymore. You're a big baseball fan.
Oh, I was. I was.
Yeah. Why do you think baseball is so reluctant to make changes that will make games more exciting?
Like what changes?
Speed of play. I will say speed of play. maybe, or allowing offense to shine more. Because, you know, the old school baseball guys say, I love a 1-0 game. I love a 2-1 game. People don't want to see that anymore.
No, I don't think people wanted to see it then.
Sosa McGuire, like the Bash Brothers.
People, especially young people, in today's day and age where my attention span has gone like this. Like, I want the new thing. The next. That's why TikTok is so big. You get 15 seconds, that's the next thing.
Right.
Next thing, my attention, if you watch everything, the way movies are done, the way sports segments are done, we go through a topic quickly, we go on to the next thing so you don't lose your audience. Why is baseball reluctant to make changes? The NBA did. Spread the court open, more points. The NFL did. Protect quarterbacks so they can be healthy and score more points. But baseball refuses to make those changes because they're like, it's America's pastime, but nobody's watching it. Guys don't want to play it. Baseball's biggest stars, people don't know who they are. They can walk that's in true. Here right now, and you wouldn't even know. Unless you know baseball, you're not going to know Albert Pujols. You got that's a fit guy, right? Shohei Ohtani, I might be butchering his name.
He did, but it's okay.
Yeah, right? The best hitter and best pitcher in baseball statistically right now. Nobody knows who he is. Unless you're a baseball fan.
Unless you're that autograph collector.
Yeah. Right. So I love sports, and so I know these things. But, like, why are they so reluctant to make the changes? Whatever it is. Say, hey, guys, you can't back up as an outfield. Hey, let's allow steroids. I don't know. Whatever you got to do.
Do you want to enjoy a baseball game?
Yes.
Okay. You want to enjoy a baseball game. I'm not asking you because you're going to be you. All right. Then we need to do a road trip, and we need to go watch the Savannah Bananas. That is a real legitimate baseball team.
Double A, Triple A.
It's more of an independent league.
Okay.
No, I mean, it is. It falls under an independent league. It's basically the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Okay.
So they do things like if a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out.
Okay, I don't want to see the rule. Yeah,
There may or may not be a slip and slide between third and fourth.
Like, okay, North Korea has their basketball where if you hit a three-pointer from a certain distance, it's 4 points. A layup is 1 point. Like, I don't want to see the rules change like that.
I know how to fix your problem. I have a solution.
Well, there's really not many rules you can change, but let's listen to this stupidity.
I think you should get one pitcher for the entire duration of the game. Because the runs will come when the pitcher fatigues, when the velocity dies out.
First of all, that's not true.
Right now, they put a pitcher in for one pitch for one batter because tendencies say he can't hit left-handed. Like, it's so drug out from, like, the sixth inning till the end of the game, it just loses interest.
Partly, that's stupid, and I'll tell you why. Because back in the Dave Parker era, there were many complete games. Yeah, they don't do it anymore. I remember Darryl Knowles was the first pitcher to pitch in all seven games of a World Series. Because now, you know, everybody pitches, you know, like you said, with an inning here and an inning there. I don't know of anything that could really make it more entertaining because, to be honest, it's an extremely boring sport.
Yeah.
Even when I liked it, it was boring. I don't like that they are making changes. They are outlawing. Like, somebody came up with, you know, I don't know who originally did it, with the shift. The shift is genius.
Yeah.
If you can't pull a ball or you can't swing the opposite direction, it's genius to move a player over.
Yeah.
Well, now that's outlawed.
Yeah.
Now you can't do that because it's not baseball.
Yeah.
It's within the rules. I think you should be allowed to do that.
You used to be allowed to go hit somebody in the head in the NFL. And you know what happens? Guys want to catch the ball over the middle. There were teams that quarterbacks would not throw the ball over the middle against. That's a big part of offense.
Sure.
Right? They said, hey, you can't do this anymore. Guys will adjust, and the game will be better. People want to see points. People want to see excitements. People want to see long hits, big catches. I've seen dudes stand and be bored, and they're talking to fans.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, it's not coming over here. Right? Like, that isn't – like, you're losing your fan base.
There was an outfielder. I think he played for the Oakland A's. Now, the fans were doing it in a derogatory way, just so everybody knows. They were throwing coins at him.
Yeah.
During the game. And throughout the game, this outfielder was picking up the coins and putting them in his pocket and in his hat.
Yeah.
He's like, keep the coins coming. Well, hate me. I don't care.
Maybe they're just making a wish. That was their make a wish, throwing coins at the guy. Look, I think we should put cigars back into baseball, have the, you know, Babe Ruth with, you know, like.
It was Keith Hernandez.
Well, all of them. Babe Ruth had a cigar in his mouth every game.
They
played
probably
better with tobacco.
They don't do much.
Or they should put cigars in box.
I just feel like whoever gets paid to make those choices, there's something you can do to be like, hey, how do we make this more exciting so kids want to play? So all the best athletes now, unless you're Dominican or, you know, like you're from one of those countries that funnel to baseball because that's like their thing,
I don't think
they don't want to complain.
I don't think there is anything you can do to make it more exciting. I mean, I don't
think so.
I think they've already started, you know, by putting a time limit, by a pitch needs to be thrown within X amount of, you know, whatever. That's really the only thing that you can possibly do. A, speed it up because it's extremely boring.
Yeah.
But what can you do? Maybe put high hurdles that you have to run between first and second. You know, as you're running. Yeah, I don't know the answers.
Well, the Korean guys would never be able to clear the hurdle. They would never make it to first.
Anyway, I don't know the answers. I don't have the answers because again, I'm getting into baseball more. But like I said, I feel like there's something that can be done because when Sammy Sosa was playing, yeah. Barry Bonds.
Well, it was exciting because allegedly the balls were juiced.
And the steroids make you turn white. I mean, have you seen Sammy lately?
Hey.
Pale.
Imagine you want to have competitive bodybuilding and say, hey, everybody has to be natural. So it's not going to be as fun to look at those physiques.
No, for sure. No, I get it. But I just don't know anything that you could possibly do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's still three balls, two strikes, or four balls, three strikes.
Yeah.
Shows you I haven't been to a game in years. You know, it's still a walk. You jog down or, you know.
Yeah.
They've made it where in college, if you step out of the box, you're out.
Okay.
You know, to keep the game. And that's really the only thing you can do, in my opinion, is speed up the game.
Yeah.
Maybe add the fights back.
I was just going to say that. Maybe
mandatory.
That each team has to start at least one bench clearing brawl.
Pedro Martinez throwing Don Zimmer to the ground, like,
you know,
bare knuckle style.
Just like even like the unwritten rules. Oh, you can't bat flip, or you can't do this, or I'm going to hit you with the pitch. Like, come on, what are we doing?
First of all,
it's not the 40s.
You know where I stand with unwritten rules.
It's dumb.
It's stupid. It's either a rule
or it's not.
Or go, you know what, yourself.
Hey, guess what? If you don't want somebody to bat flip, strike him out.
Yeah, exactly.
Or throw hit him ball in the head.
Don't do that.
You don't. And I vividly remember when Shane Victorino got hit.
Yeah.
And he's screaming at the pitcher, hit me in the side.
Yeah.
Don't hit me in the head.
Yeah.
Hit me. I'm cool. You know, it's part.
It was safe.
But tell me how stupid this is. This is how stupid the game of baseball is.
Yeah.
A guy comes up and hits a home run.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the pitcher do? He drills the next guy.
Yeah.
What did he have to do with it?
You messed up.
Yeah.
There was
right.
On the enemy side, the enemy territory.
Cam Newton, his MVP in 2015. He was scoring a lot of touchdowns, playing really, really well, and he was dancing every time he got the end zone, right? And Superman, the dab and everything. And a guy tried to fight him. And he was like, hey, if you don't want me to dance, don't let me get in the end zone.
Right.
If you don't want me to celebrate, stop me. Like, why are you penalizing somebody for, oh, you're a show-off? Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
It's exciting. Yeah. I did something good. It's hard to hit a baseball. It's hard to hit a home run. I'm going to flip my bat. Like, you know, like all those things and that old mentality.
You played in Dallas, like the star. It's like sacred, you know, like the America's team.
Yeah.
You know, like are there other like crests or logos that people take that much pride in?
I think everyone takes
the crest
and logo really spectacular, right? And again, things have consequences. But again, okay, one of my favorite things, Von Miller had an interview and they're talking about trash talk. And he said one of his favorite things to say is he would go to a tackle and he would say, hey, have you ever seen my sack dance? And the guy's like, no. He's like, I'm about to show you right now. You know, if you don't want to see me do it, block me.
Right.
Stop me. You know, like that stuff for me is it's part of the game.
You know, and the thing that bothers me is just the hypocrites. All right. So a pitcher, you know, can do the pound and all that when he strikes you out.
Yeah.
But he gets mad on the bat flip.
Yeah.
You know, either it's both okay or neither one are okay. But mm-hmm. one can't be okay and the other one is you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Pitchers do all that stuff.
Yep.
The batter should do it too. And it's the same thing. Strike me out.
Make a play, celebrate, man. Like, have fun. Like, they try and suck the fun out of that sport and be like, no, we're gentlemen and professional and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, stop this.
All right. So, we only have 2 minutes left. So, maybe you can explain this. Dopey over here can't, but maybe you can. So, in Fenway, the pesky pole, it's called the pesky foul pole.
Mm-hmm.
But if the ball hits the foul pole, it's a fair ball.
Because it didn't go outside the foul pole.
Right.
Yeah.
So it hits the foul pole. Shouldn't it be called a fair pole?
I mean, I guess. I guess when you have a fair side and a foul side.
If it hits the pole, it's fair.
Yeah, you didn't go outside
of it. You get 2 points. It's so hard to hit the pole.
It is hard.
I just feel like they can make it more exciting. They can make it more exciting. Because football,
for sure.
Like some of these changes football made, when they first started getting made, I was against it. Because I grew up watching dudes get their helmets knocked off.
John Lynch.
I grew up watching quarterbacks get picked up and drilled into the ground. And even some of the stuff still irritating because I'm like, hey, he just got touched in the head a little bit. It's not a rough in the passer. But when you have a game that's 47-45 and 13 seconds left, I can score a touchdown. That's the best game I've ever seen. That Kansas City Buffalo game is the best football game I've ever seen in my life. Period. Because there was offense and there was strategy, and it was like you want to watch those things, you know?
I'm going to say it's the second best game I've ever seen.
What's your first?
That would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Oakland Raiders in 02.
Yeah.
Okay. The Super Bowl game.
You know, another game that I loved that's underrated, Alabama played LSU, and Alabama ended up winning like 6-3 or something like that. LSU crossed the 50-yard line one time in a game. So I can appreciate both sides. Right, I can appreciate that this is a defensive mastermind game and they're doing really great things. But also, if every game was 6-3, people aren't going to watch.
Right. Yeah. No matter who's playing.
No matter who's playing.
That 0-2 game was Dungy's best game he ever had.
Oh, my God. I'm going to punch you right in the neck.
He knows how to get under your skin.
He does it all the time.
You're not Ryan. You can't punch me. Come off the mound.
You're not Robin Ventura.
Charge me. Technically, Dungy really won 2 Super Bowls.
And now you're trying.
And John Gruden has 0. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. You believe what you believe.
He's got a bunch of a bunch of court cases he's defending right now, but that's not defending a Super Bowl.
No, he's not defending them.
Wow. Yeah.
He's the aggressor on these. He's not defending them. Yeah.
He's defending himself. Reputation.
And thanks for riling me up.
You're right.
Let's go hit a break. And when we come back, we will talk some MMA with your finalist for season 30. Of the Ultimate Fighter. Looking forward to Juliana Miller when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.